Welcome back to The Brain Project. Do you ever feel like you have a dream to do something, but that dream seems out there or far-fetched, or people tell you that you're never going to achieve it? Well, joining me on the program is Alyssa Feinerman. She's a motivational speaker, life coach, and author of the book, Living in Your Top 1%, 9 Essential Rituals to Achieve Your Ultimate Life Goals. And she's going to talk about setting goals to turn your dreams into a reality. Hi, Alyssa. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. So what does it mean to live in your top 1%?
Living in your top 1% is a mindset, it's a choice, and it ultimately is a way of life. And it really is about reaching your potential. And the emphasis on living in your top 1% is on the your. And I think a lot of people get focused on living in the top 1%. And this really takes it back. It takes it away from our title, from education, from money, and it focuses on the things that ultimately are most fulfilling in our life. And it's this idea of using all your strengths and talents to really create the reality that you want. It's not a comparison, and it really is about the things that ultimately, if we were to look at the end of the year, what are the things that you would feel best about that you accomplished this year?
So it's living to please ourselves rather than comparing ourselves to others.
Right, exactly. And that's a really, really big difference. I think a lot of people get caught up in these shoulds. You know, we've all been there in our life, and I certainly had that in my life as well, which is why I wanted to write the book. And I think so many people are focused on the jobs that society thinks we should have. We should have a corporate job, or perhaps something that our family thinks we should do. Maybe we should volunteer more. I mean, obviously, everyone, it would be great if we volunteer, but their shoulds really don't help us live an authentic life.
And how can we motivate ourselves to work to live in our top 1%?
Well, I think in the book, Living in Your Top 1% that I just wrote, there are 9 rituals, and I've broken the rituals up into assess, create, and implement. And one of the rituals that I really love is to be the CEO of You, Inc. And I use that term CEO not in terms of making money, but really in terms of making ourselves a priority, focusing on ourselves so that we can actually give to others and be our best for others. So it really is a process, and, you know, everyone wants to just, for people who have high cholesterol, everyone wants to just take a pill. And this is really a way of life. And I purposely use the word rituals because it's something that we hold to a higher standard. And so I think the CEO idea is really one of the ideas. And then also I think another powerful way that people can really move forward and live in their top 1% is this idea of setting goals. And you can, if goals is a little bit intimidating, you can use the word aim or purpose, but it's really taking a look and saying, okay, where do I want to be in December 2011, and am I making choices that support those goals? And I think a lot of the work I do with my clients and corporations is this focus on setting a goal. And once someone sets, you know, with goal setting, there's really the why, the how, and then the what now. And so once you set a great goal, what do you do? Once you set a goal that I'm going to run the marathon, that we're going to be the market leader, then what happens? And that's the gap, and that's really the work. That's where I really get involved with my clients. And then the last ritual that we can talk about whatever you like, is this idea of practicing the 3 C's, choice, commitment, and consistency. And this becomes a really powerful idea. All of these things, everyone knows about mindset. Everybody knows about goal setting, but it's really what we practice. And if you make great choices and you're committed, but you're not that consistent, you'll get a different set of results. So I think this idea of practicing the 3 C's is very powerful for the results that you ultimately get in your life. So those are some of the quick suggestions we could give to some of your listeners.
Now, if we do set those goals, are there ever any dreams that we ourselves could consider far-fetched?
Well, I just had this conversation with someone the other day, and I like to encourage people to dream, and I think the dreams are great. The real question is, what are the ideas that you put into action? And I think we want to encourage people to dream because we never know what those dreams look like. And for someone to say, well, I want to be the next Michael Jordan, you know what? Maybe he goes through the process, and then he decides, well, you know what? I'm going to coach the basketball team, and that would be great. And so we remember, we can't decide what's right for someone else. Everyone needs to pursue their own path. And I think there definitely are times, Bryn, when we say, well, God, okay, that's not going to work. But you have to go through the effort, I think, to do it. And the difficult part is decide, well, how much time and effort, do I need to put into this? And when is it time to say, okay, I'm going to try a different avenue? And those are difficult questions. They're not easy questions, I think, at all. But I just worked with a client who made a shift from a finance job, and she had a great job, and a headhunter called her and said, do you want to run a desk? And at that point, there was fear, and all of us have fear. And I think this idea of being at a crossroads and stepping outside your comfort zone becomes a powerful idea. And so she and I stepped through that process, and she was going to be moving into a management role, which is a really huge role, and that's a lot of fear. And you know, no one wants to lose their job and step outside into something else. But at the end of the day, she took that job, and she's now one of the most senior women on Wall Street. And sometimes we have to step outside our comfort zone, and that's closer to her dream of being in management. So it's you never know. The impossible is defined every single day. So I would hate to discourage someone from going after what they really believed in.
Would you recommend journaling so that way we can maybe look back on where we were at the beginning of the year in comparison to where we are now?
Yeah, I think that's a really, really powerful idea and really underused idea. And I think once we start writing, when I work with clients, I have them write everything down. And if all of your listeners just did one thing today and spent 5 or 10 minutes writing down some of their ideas and dreams and goals, it would be incredibly powerful. And just as you suggest, when you look back, it's also great to see, wow, here's what I accomplished. You know, here's where I was at the beginning of the year. Here's some of the things I accomplished. And it gives you a feeling of these set of what I call wins, little things where you feel good about it. And that's really important to build confidence.
And one last question for you. Where can people go to purchase your book?
Thanks. Well, Living in Your Top 1% is available on Amazon.com. It's also available in the Kindle format, and then it's in select Barnes & Noble bookstores as well.
Well, thank you for coming on the program, Alyssa.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
That was Alyssa Finerman. She's a motivational speaker, life coach, and author of the book, Living in Your Top 1%, 9 Essential Rituals to Achieve Your Ultimate Life Goals. And if you're interested in finding out if you're living in your top 1%, you can go to her website, alyssafinerman.com, and take a quiz. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but stay tuned. You're listening to The Bryn Project on WCHE 1520.